If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shipping firms are cautiously optimistic that a Gaza truce will enable safe passage through the Suez Canal. The 14-month disruption of the Red Sea trade route has cost tea companies millions of dollars. All European-bound tea from Asia, South Asia, and Africa was forced to pay for up to 10 additional transit days around South Africa to reach UK, Danish, and German ports. Yemen-based Houthis announced the group would halt attacks on vessels and Israel during a ceasefire, but left open the possibility of resuming attacks. The 42-day suspension of hostilities is contingent on the release of hostages and the complete withdrawal of Israeli armed forces from the Gaza Strip. Maritime risk firm Omri said Houthi actions will continue while Israeli military forces operate within the Gaza Strip. Reuters reports that container giant A.P. Moller Maersk and oil tanker owner Hafina Limited are still monitoring the situation. Maersk said it would return to the Red Sea and sail through the notorious Bel Mandeb Strait when it's safe, adding that it was still too early to speculate about timing. Meanwhile, Drewry's World Container Index decreased 11% this week to $3,445 per 40-foot shipping container, but shipping insurance premiums remain high. Monroe Anderson, head of operations at Marine War Risk and Insurance Specialist Vessel Protect, told Reuters, quote, "This remains a deeply complex and volatile region where the idea of threat levels to vessels and their crews substantially residing in the near term is unrealistic. The mass resumption of transit through the Red Sea, which never stopped, would be significant for shippers and commodity markets." Quote, "We might see some ships resume Red Sea transit in the coming weeks," end quote, said Jacob Larson, Chief Safety and Security Officer at shipping trade group BIMCO, quote, "but it will require fairly strong indications of ceasefire stability before shipping in general resumes transits to pre-conflict levels. The container lines will probably take a little longer," end quote. Biz Insight: the threat of extraordinary U.S. tariffs remains. Tea shipped from China is currently subject to a 15% Section 301 tariff and now faces an additional 10% levy. This week, the U.S. House of Representatives introduced legislation to revoke China's permanent normal trade relations status. If enacted, the legislation would phase in substantial tariffs, starting at 10% in the first year and escalating to 100% by the fifth year. The bill would eliminate the de minimis exemption for low-value Chinese imports, which allows goods valued under $800 to enter the U.S. duty-free. Low-cost tea from China could potentially qualify for the de minimis exemption. However, ongoing legislative efforts might change this, eliminating exemptions for all Chinese goods. Tariffs invariably lead to supply chain disruptions as tea companies restructure their supply chains to avoid higher expenses. Carlsberg UK Holdings has acquired Britvic, a leading international soft beverage manufacturer and distributor with a portfolio that includes soft drinks, energy drinks, plant milks, bottled juices, sparkling water, mixers, canned coffee, and ready-to-drink tea. Britvic's annual turnover was £1.9 billion sterling, that's about $2.3 billion U.S. dollars, for the fiscal year ending September 2024. During that same period, Carlsberg reported an annual turnover of 75 billion Danish kroner, which is about 10.5 billion USD. Britvic produces and distributes Lipton iced tea among several brands, including Pepsi Max, Gatorade, 7-Up, and Mountain Dew, under an exclusive licensing agreement with PepsiCo in Great Britain and Ireland. With this acquisition, Carlsberg strengthens its relationship with PepsiCo, becoming its largest bottling partner in Europe. In a prepared statement posted online, Carlsberg Group CEO Jacob Arup Andersen said, quote, "The Britvic acquisition is a pivotal milestone in the history of Carlsberg as we deepen our commitment to the UK market and write an ambitious next chapter in our growth story. Soft drinks are an attractive category that also brings significant synergies with beer. Britvic is a large-scale, well-established business with a strong portfolio of much-loved owned and partnership brands, consistently delivering strong results," end quote. The transition brings together an experienced and capable management team from both businesses that will drive attractive growth for the combination. Britvic's French tea brand, Teisseire, includes a range of syrups, some of which can be used to create tea-flavored beverages. In Brazil, Britvic offers Natural Tea, a brand acquired in 2015. Natural Tea promotes a balanced lifestyle, providing herbal teas flavored with different fruit combinations. Quote, "With the transaction complete, we are excited to create a highly attractive supplier of beer and soft drinks in the UK with an efficient supply chain and distribution network that provides customers with a portfolio of market-leading brands and world-class service," writes Carlsberg. Paul Davies, formerly CEO of Carlsberg Marston Brewing Company, was named CEO of the newly formed Carlsberg Britvic in the United Kingdom, effective today. Elsewhere, Pedro Magalhães retains his role as Managing Director of Britvic Brazil, and Kevin Donnelly retains his role as Managing Director of Britvic Ireland. Both markets are now part of the Carlsberg Group. The sale was announced in June 2024. The £3.3 billion sterling deal was structured at 1,315 pence per Britvic share and included a special dividend of 25 pence per share. Britvic was delisted from the London Stock Exchange on January 20th. TeaBiz correspondent Megan Francis reports that a study published in January in the journal Renal Failure found that drinking up to 4 cups of tea per day was significantly associated with reduced deaths in patients with early-stage chronic kidney disease, CKD, and that oxidized tea has a particularly protective effect. Researchers from Guangzhou University of Chinese Medicine in China conducted a comprehensive secondary analysis of data collected by the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey from 1999 to 2018. The primary goal was to examine the relationship between tea consumption and mortality in CKD patients at all stages. From an additional 45,000 participants, the researchers narrowed their study focus to a cohort of 17,500 individuals. The study excluded pregnant participants and those who adhered to extreme dietary habits, defined as consuming more than 10 cups of tea daily. The cohort included 12,900 participants who reported never consuming tea, 3,400 who consumed 0 to 4 cups daily, and 1,205 who drank more than 4 cups of tea a day. During the follow-up period, researchers tracked 5,835 deaths. After adjusting for confounding variables, researchers found that consuming up to 4 cups of unsweetened tea per day was significantly associated with a lower risk overall of mortality compared to those who never drank tea. Oxidized tea had a particularly protective effect. Replacing 1 cup of green tea with a cup of oxidized tea, such as black tea or oolong tea, was associated with a 10% lower risk of all-cause mortality and CKD stages 1 and 2. The study's authors surmise that the protective effect of oxidized tea may be due to pterobrevins and theoflavins, compounds produced during the enzymatic fermentation of fresh tea leaves. Black tea polyphenols have been shown to have a positive effect on renal health. An estimated 10% of the world's population, over 800 million people, are impacted by CKD, and that number continues to rise. As their kidney function declines, CKD patients are often advised to adjust their diets, which can call the consumption of tea into question. While researchers acknowledge that an observational study has limitations, its findings are encouraging for tea lovers affected by kidney disease.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.